You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by David Mannix, who is about to set off on a 13-day trek from Portugal to Spain to raise money for Southampton site. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure, David.
So before we get into the walk itself, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
Glaucoma, one of those things. It's wonderful, isn't it? Everything's fine for a bit, and slowly but surely, it gets darker. And finally, about 8 years ago, it reached a point where I couldn't see enough. I couldn't see much. And life is closing in at that point. And thankfully, as well as being certified as visually impaired, Southampton site got hold of me, and counselling and support was most important for me. It's like the world is closing in on you, and it's rather like variation of drowning, isn't it? You're going down a one-way tube, and the world's getting smaller and smaller, and you need help. And they gave me help just the start of COVID, so that was handy. White cane training, I think, took 2 years instead of 3 months or 4 months, but they helped me a great deal, and they opened the world up again, and I realized that you have to get out there, you have to push and challenge, you are not your disability. That's when I decided one evening I needed to do something.
Let's get into that something then. It's this no mean feat you're doing, the 13-day walk from Portugal to Spain. Tell us how the idea came about.
Yes, it was. I'm 72. So I reached that point, I think, also in life where, as well as when you get older, you've got more time maybe on your hands, and you want challenges and things to do. And I saw a film, it was an old film called The Way, Martin Sheen. That looks really good. That's a walk. That's the Camino de Santiago de Compostela. And it's a walk that you can take from a number of different places. From France, from Portugal, from England, even starting in Rochester and going down to Southampton, then down across, or lots of places. Rather like the scallop shell, which is the shell of Santiago. Santiago is St. James, and that's where we end up in Spain. And on the shell, the scallop shell, if you look at it carefully, you'll see there are lots of lines on it all converging to one point. Rather like St. James said, all faiths, they're like rivers, they all run into the sea. So yes, so 160 miles, we're going to walk with two brothers-in-law who can see, and promise that I haven't taken insurance policies out on me. We're going to walk from Porto in Portugal up to Santiago in Spain. Nice, because it's just pretty well a straight northern route, so I won't get lost too much. Across a few bits of the Pyrenees and other mountains, it should take, if we're doing something like 16 miles a day, some of those miles are going extremely uphill or downhill. It should take us 12 days with a rest day, maybe in between if we're lucky. So yeah, it's going to be very good, I think. And hopefully in May, so May the 12th, 13th, it should be good for my heart, good for my soul, good for Southampton side. Just raising awareness of what RNIB and people who work for people with visual impairment need all the help they can get in terms of funding.
You've touched on it a little bit already, just the importance of Southampton site in your early days with glaucoma. How important does it feel for you to be giving something back by doing this?
Oh gosh, so important, so important. Everybody here that I came across was helpful, gave me great advice, great support, even pointed me towards equipment and aids, nothing of which I knew about. I was totally blind to that. They opened my eyes in that sense. A whole new world of help that I hadn't realized, I hadn't really thought about. You don't, do you? You don't think about these things until they actually hit you, and then you become personally involved in them. And for me, they've just been brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Just by being here, to be honest, and I know I've got somewhere I can go to for help, assistance, advice. Just so good, so good. And they're a charity. Oh, gosh. You know, so many of these things in our country are wonderful charities where people are giving and supporting. And I'm just so thankful for them.
And my final question for you, David, is, for any of our listeners who want to find out a bit more about your story or perhaps donate to your great big walk, how can they do so?
Oh, wow. I would be absolutely gobsmacked if people did choose to help support me and support this funding. In Just Giving, if you type in Southampton site, you'll see David there, a reprobate. That's me. And it says Mammoth Walk, I think, 160-mile Mammoth Walk, 265 kilometres, if you want to go metric. So Just Giving, it gets you there.
Fantastic stuff. Well, David Maddox, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and best of luck with your walk along the Camino de Santiago de Compostela.
Bless you, David. Thank you most kindly.